world that Jesus lived in was very small. What they call cities, we would call towns. And most of the incidents of the Gospels take place in small hamlets. In fact, the Jerusalem of his time would probably fit comfortably inside several South Island cities. What's more, the part of the Holy Land that he lived in was a small northern pocket called Galilee, regarded by many of his contemporaries as a backward zone of rural rustics. The accent of Jesus, in fact, would have marked him out as being very regional, in the same way that a Southland accent does today here. So the action of the Gospels takes place in quite a compressed space with a comparatively small group of people. In fact, those who imagine, as some have in various novels, that Jesus would have settled down to a less intense middle age with a wife and children, seem to fail to realise that he would have connected with a comparatively small group of people and probably in the end would have been written off as a local religious eccentric. What the events of Holy Week reveal is a kind of leaving behind of that world of Galilee and a beginning to universalise his mission. As I've been making clear, what took place in his death and resurrection kind of tipped the whole scale of the balance of reality in favour of our salvation. The very structure of underlying reality was changed by those events. But more than that, apart from a mention in Matthew of the hilltop commission to go out and preach the gospel to all nations, Galilee is very little heard of anymore in the Gospels. And that's the real significance of the Ascension today. That after the what I would call the second honeymoon period of spending the great 50 days with his disciples, kind of re-energizing them and re-enthusing them and turning up unexpectedly at moments like that, he has now become a different kind of presence in a different kind of setting. On the front cover of this morning's Pebble, I've written this, or quoted this, from Graham Sansbury. At Christ's ascension, his presence is universal. Worship is now seen as more than a means of edification and help, for we come into a presence. In Christian worship, a door is opened in heaven. The church on earth is in touch with its living head, the ascended Lord. As the human body is refreshed and kept alive by air breathed in by the head, so the body of Christ on earth, with all its members, breathes another air, without which it would stagnate. The church isn't just a kind of loose associational club for those who like that kind of thing. It's an interconnected organism connected to its head in heaven and throughout the world to its members in many different places, cultures and language groups. It too breathes this different air. And this means that Christ himself has acquired not just a bigger vision and a bigger world. In a sense, the boy from Galilee has become a cosmic personality. And if you read the epistle to the Ephesians and the Colossians, this is what comes through very clearly. Christ is what the Eastern Orthodox call the Pantocrator, the Lord of the universe, who now has other worlds in view. After all, we don't know if there's life on other planets throughout the solar system. And that has consequences for us here and now. You know, I'm one of those people who's never had very much curiosity about the Holy Land or has wanted to go to Israel to retrace the steps of Christ. Because I'm clear that what and who Jesus is reached out to me 2,000 years later in a small North Canterbury town because the right people were brought to me at the right time and the right place. A kind of significant chain of human events that somehow spoke to me something of what the Christ event is. And somehow, in that rather unremarkable local Anglican church, in its corporate collective life, I caught the beginning of the flavour of what Christian life is all about. In that sense, his ever-expanding worlds of mission really matter, and why the mission of the church matters for me, so that others can be connected by significant people at the right time and the right place to catch something of the flavour of who and what he is. And more than this, it reminds me that the life of heaven itself isn't just a matter of being connected with people I've known and loved. Those who speak about that at funerals have caught a very small dimension of it, that the Christian community itself across space and time will be made up by a rich diversity of people who I've never met and I'm looking forward to meet very much. The heroes of the Christian past, those who will live out the Christian life with exemplary panache in the future also. This too is the vision opened up by the Ascension, as we, in different times and different languages and different culture groups, continue this universalizing mission that spreads out through space and time. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.